Upon entering the cathedral, the baptistry is the center of attention. Those being baptized here may choose either immersion in the pool or infusion involving the pouring of water from the font. This beautiful baptismal font is made from red granite, bronze, and marble. It was created from the communion rail that was used before the last renovation. Director of Worship, Sister Lisa Stallings.
The baptismal font is placed near the entrance of the church as a reminder that it is through our baptism that we become part of the Christian community. As worshipers enter the cathedral, they dip their hands in the font to cross themselves with holy water as a reminder of their own baptism, as a reminder that through baptism they have become part of the worshiping community.
Our deceased Auxiliary Bishop Maloney, who was buried from the cathedral, has mentioned many times that the most important day in his life was not the day he was ordained priest, nor the day he was ordained bishop. The most important day in his life, as in the life of every Christian, is the day he was baptized. Countless children and adults have been baptized in this church. When the church was restored in 1994, the possibility of baptism by immersion resulted in the construction of this baptismal font. Immersion, of course, would have been the means of baptism in the very early church. The symbolism is very deep. We go down into the waters of baptism, in a sense taking our sins with us to be buried with Christ, and we rise up out of those waters a new person in the risen Christ. So the immersion is a much better symbol of baptism than pouring or sprinkling.
Parishioner Ann Jewell.
He was our first son, and my husband and I really didn't know what was in store for us in general. And as the ceremony went on, our son held it together pretty well as far as having the water poured on him. And then when it was over was when he really just cut loose with the screaming and crying and so on. And there's some great shots of my husband and I holding our little boy, Joseph, so proud and angelic looking we are. And then he's just this little banshee in between us going crazy, screaming and crying. And we're not even noticing, quite honestly, just the proud parents. And one thing that I really treasure from that day is when I think back to the wonderful aromas of the oils. They were so warm and sort of spicy, and I just remember kind of, you know, bending over and to kiss the top of his head, and boy, the smell was so wonderful.